behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. The psalmist asks, where can we go from his Spirit? Where can we flee from his presence? And the answer is, nowhere. Because he's as close as our clothes. His presence is right here. Being clothed with Christ also means that we are to imitate Christ no matter where we are at or what we are doing. Just as we take our clothes with us wherever we go, so too we should take his will and his Spirit with us wherever we go. Being clothed with Christ means we are to practice his presence, and that we are to walk in his ways. We are to walk before our God, the psalmist says in Psalm 56, in the light of his life. If I say the name Brother Lawrence, is that a familiar name to anyone here? Does anyone know Brother Lawrence? All right. Brother Lawrence was Nicholas Herman, but at the age of 18, received a revelation from God. And based on that revelation, put his faith and his hope and his trust in God while serving in the army. He grasped deeply the extravagance of God's grace and the unfailing sovereignty of God's providence for his life. And shortly after this happened, an injury forced Nicholas to retire from the army. And after a stint as being a footman a little while, he sought a place where he could suffer for his failures. And he thus entered a Carmelite monastery in Paris and took on the name Brother Lawrence. And while he was in that monastery, he was assigned to the kitchen, where amidst the tedious chores of cooking and cleaning, things that we're most likely very familiar with, and the constant bidding of his superiors, he developed his rule of spirituality and work. And in his maxims, in his writings, Lawrence writes this. He says, men invent means and methods of coming at God's love. They learn rules and set up devices to remind them of that love. And it seems like a world of trouble to bring oneself into the consciousness of God's presence. Yet it might be so simple, he says. Is it not quicker and easier just to do our common business wholly for the love of him? For Brother Lawrence, common business, no matter how mundane or routine, could be a medium for God's love. The sacredness or worldly status of a task mattered less than the motivation behind it. Brother Lawrence writes this, he says, nor is it needful that we should have great things to do. We can do little things for God. I turn the cake that is in the frying pan for the love of him. And that done, if there is nothing else to call me, I prostrate myself in worship before him, who has given me grace to work. Afterwards, I rise happier than the king. Is it enough for me to pick up a straw from the ground for the love of God? For Brother Lawrence, he felt that having a proper heart about our tasks made every detail of his life possess surpassing value. He writes this. He says, I began to live as if there were no one save God and me in the world. Brother Lawrence felt that as he cooked meals, as he ran errands, as he scrubbed pots, and endured the scorn of the world alongside God, that Christ was present there. One of his most famous sayings refers to his kitchen. The time of busyness, he says, does not with me differ from the time of prayer. And in the noise and in the clatter of my kitchen, while seven persons are at the same time calling for different things, I possess God in great tranquility, as if I were upon my knees before the Blessed Sacrament. Brother Lawrence is known for practicing the presence, for realizing that God is present no matter where we are at. He admits that getting to this point is not easy and often difficult. He spent years, he says, discipling his heart and mind to be aware of that presence. What does it mean to clothe ourselves with Christ? It means that no matter where we are at, no matter what we are doing, Christ is present there. No matter where we are at or what we're doing, we are to practice His presence. And I suspect that not too many of you live in a monastery. But I suspect that you find yourselves in boardrooms and in locker rooms, in kitchens and in cafeterias, in offices and in aisles in the grocery store. Whether you're fishing or you're folding clothes, whether you're dusting or whether you're driving, whether you're teaching or you're texting, because we are clothed with Christ, we are to practice His presence as we do those things. Wherever we are, Christ's presence is there. Wherever we are clothed with Christ. Finally, being clothed with Christ speaks to us about our acceptability before God. One of the main things that our clothes do for us is that they cover our nakedness and our shame. Our clothes, they cover our nakedness and our shame. Ever since the fall into sin, we humans, we've been trying to cover our nakedness and our shame. We've been trying to find acceptability before God. This truth about finding acceptability was made very clear to me during my years in college. One of the things I studied while in college was the Holocaust. And if you are familiar with this chapter in history, you know that during World War II, the Germans used all kinds of ways to intimidate and to communicate and to make it well known that the Jewish people were unacceptable, that they were inferior, that they were to be looked down upon. And what was one of the ways that the Germans showed the Jewish people that they were unacceptable in their eyes? What did they do to them? They would strip them of their clothes. And they would make them walk around naked. They would strip them of their clothes to expose them. Jesus received the same treatment, didn't he? When he was crucified, what did the Roman soldiers do to him? They stripped him of his clothes. Why? To say, you are unacceptable. You're unacceptable. And without the clothes of Christ, you and I will be the same, won't we? We too will be left naked and exposed before God. We will be left naked and exposed. But Paul says there's good news for us. He says there's good news for us who have been clothed with Christ. When we say that we have been clothed with Christ, it means that we are made acceptable before God through the work of Jesus. when we stand before God, we do not stand naked. We do not stand sinful. We do not stand ashamed. No. We stand wearing the clothes of Christ, don't we? When we say that we've been clothed with Christ, I'm reminded of Hebrews 7, where the writer of Hebrews talks about Jesus, the one who is holy, the one who is blameless, the one who is pure, the one who is set apart from sinners, who is exalted above the heavens, the one who is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. To say that we are clothed with Christ means that we reach out and we take that intercession. We put on that high priest, our only high priest, who meets our needs because of His sacrifice for us. Because He offered Himself to cover our nakedness, to cover our sin, to cover our shame. When we say that we are clothed with Christ, we are saying that Jesus is the one who covers us. And when God looks at us, He doesn't see us. He sees Jesus. Because we're clothed with Him. He intercedes for us. He covers us. He makes us acceptable. He makes us acceptable. People of God, to end this morning, I want to invite you just to sit there and to close your eyes for a moment. I want you just to invite you to sit and to close your eyes. I want you to sit in the presence of God. We are clothed with Christ. His presence is here. And as you quiet your heart, and as you quiet your mind, and as you sit in His presence, I want you to begin to feel your clothes. Feel your clothes on your arms. Feel your clothes on your legs. Feel your clothes on your shoulders. As you feel that clothes, I invite you to remember that through faith, you are clothed with Christ. You are clothed with Christ. As you sit in the presence of God, clothing yourself with Him, be reminded this morning that your primary identity is in Him. That your primary identity is in Him. As you sit in the presence of God, clothing yourself with Christ, be reminded this morning that Christ is as close to you right now as your physical clothes are. As you sit in the presence of God this morning, clothing yourself with Christ, be reminded this morning that we are called to imitate Christ. That we are called to practice His presence. No matter where we are, no matter what we will do this week, no matter what's on our schedule for the next few days, just in His presence, be reminded that you are to practice His presence. As you sit in the presence of God, clothing yourself with Him, clothing yourself with Christ, be reminded this morning of how you are made acceptable. be reminded that we are made acceptable before God, not on account of the things that we have done or that we try to do. We'll be reminded that our nakedness, our sin, and our shame is covered by Jesus, our Savior, the one who intercedes for us day after day after day after day after day. Lord, as we sit in your presence, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds. We all sit here needing to hear different things, needing to experience you in a unique way this morning. So it's my prayer that as we sit in your presence, that you would meet us in that place. Some of us need to be reminded about our identity. Some of us need to be reminded this morning that you are close, that you are not far away, but that you are here. Others of us need to be reminded that we need to practice your presence, no matter where we go. Still others of us here this morning struggle with our acceptability before you, our acceptability of ourselves. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. As we sit here, draw us close to you. Draw us as close as our clothes are right now. Remind us of the power of your love, Lord. The power of your love. Lord, as we continue to worship you, as we continue to sing, as we offer ourselves, remind us that we are clothed with you, that we are clothed with Christ. Pray these things in Jesus' name.